Anyone with questions for Jets head coach Paul Maurice, please use the raise hand function now and we'll get started. And we'll get going with Ken Weeb from Sportsnet. Go ahead, Ken.
Morning, Paul. Now that he's out of the acronym, what can you tell us about Tucker Poolman and what will it take for him to get himself back up to speed here?
So this is now a cardio issue, so we'll really slowly build him. I think it's probably in the 5 to 7 day range before we can amp him back up that he's going to be a player. So there's still some time here before we get him back.
Go next to Kelly Moore from CJOB. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, Paul, I'm going to go for the 2-for-1 special here. What you learned from the last time you had to play at 9 o'clock and if any of that has been incorporated into the prep for today. And B, what it means to move past a legend like Al Arbor onto fourth place on the all-time games coach list for tonight.
Well, we're not 100% sure how to process the 9 o'clock game yet, in that it was a different environment coming in. So we were in the middle of a heavy, heavy schedule. We didn't change any times in terms of our morning skin. And we don't have a lot of flexibility with how the league is structured, the morning skate time. So we can't really move those around. So other than, I think the players get a little more rest in the afternoon. We'll get used to it. I don't know that there's a secret to it, it's fair in that both teams are dealing with it. And clearly based on our schedule, we've got more of them ahead of us. I think if you're not playing the next night, it's all right. I didn't like the fact that you're playing a home game back to back and you're not getting home till the wee hours of the morning. I thought that hurt us the next night. I don't know how to describe the feeling of the number of games that you've coached. And it may sound silly, but I almost feel like I just got here. Like I felt like I was new to the league my entire life. But I know those names. You know, you pass some of these names on the list, and those are the names that were important to the game when you were growing up as a kid watching hockey on TV. So it's I can't tell you how unusual it is to hear your name and Al Arbor's name used in the same sentence, or the idea that you would have spent more time as a head coach in the league that he had. But I'll just try to be funny and just say it makes me feel old.
We'll go next to Jeff Hamilton from the Winnipeg Free Press. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Paul, you've often talked about finding doubles or pairs when trying to figure out different line combinations, so two players that work well with each other. I'm curious, when you think about a guy like Adam Lowry, is there a particular player you like to find that one extra player complementary to him?
So I've always liked him with Andrew Kopp plus speed. And Matty Perreault has played with Adam, but rarely on the left side, and Matty is a faster player on the left side. So what I like about where that line's at is, in some ways, Mason Appleton is developing into a player that's becoming as consistent as Andrew Kopp is. Andrew Kopp is an exceptionally consistent defensive player right from his very first year, his very first game. He figured it out. He saw less video maybe than any other player that we've ever had. There wasn't any fixes that he needed. So with Mason developing a little bit now, and Matty Perreault there's some speed on that, because Matty plays a very, very quick game. He may not be flat out fast, but he's very, very quick. Adam, you know, he scored 15 goals a few years back when he got a little bit of power play time, and that rhythm, I think, has kept him in the game. So now, but he's also now, you know, full grown. I mean, he's a big, powerful man, and he knows that he can get to the net even if you don't want him to, as an opponent, and that's where all the goals are scored. So we find him at the net, just like his goal last game, with far better success now.
Next to Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Go ahead, Paul.
Paul, your winning streak against the Canucks is almost uncanny, and it's been, you know, scores are kind of lopsided when you add them all up. Now, you're going to hate me for bringing it up, of course, but...
Well, I hated you long before you brought this up.
Thank you. Right. Is there any way of explaining that matchup, why it's been in your event?
No, it's there isn't, because I don't feel that way about the games that we've played against them. I've felt they're always hard fought, that at some point in almost every game against Vancouver, it's very, very tight, and it's a matter of a save at either end. I guess I could say there's a chance that this thing kind of takes off for us, that our numbers start to get good against Vancouver as the emergence of Connor Hellebuyck has come along, because it feels, I don't think that, I understand the games we won, but I've never thought we've actually handled Vancouver well. I've always thought that they had a chance to win every one of those games. Our goalie made a save, we got a break, and then we got one at the other end. I've always thought these were really, really good games. The concern, and this is one of the challenges that all teams are going to have to learn how to deal with coming into this game, is as a team, you're almost a product of your last series. And I'm talking about the style of game that you play. So we felt coming out of the Ottawa series, actually, that we were fast, right? Like, Ottawa plays an aggressive game. They're a physical team. To beat them, you've got to move the puck quickly, and you've got to get your game going. Edmonton is a far more of a transition game, right? It's more of a thinking game, and the transitions happen so fast. You've got to be in the right spot. And this is going to sound crazy. With all the speed of the Edmonton team and our team, it's almost a slower game, in that you're a little more patient defensively. You're sitting off people a little bit. You've got to be a little bit more careful. And Van will come in tonight playing a very fast game and having success playing that game. So there's almost, in my mind, an edge to them in terms of their prep coming into the game than ours. So our job now is to take this rest and get up to speed as fast as we possibly can in a far more straight line, physical game than we would have seen against Edmonton.
We'll go next to Sarah Orleski from TSN. Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, you might have answered it there, but maybe you could just expand on that a little bit. And when you said that Vancouver, you're expecting it to be very fast, and yet that kind of contradicts the style that you and Edmonton played.
It's a different kind of speed. So fast isn't always how fast your feet are going. Fast is how long you hang on to the puck. Do you move it quick? Do you have short support? Do you get the puck out quickly? Because you're going to take a hit, and it's going to be physical, and they're going to be real aggressive with it. Edmonton, there's a lot of speed on both teams, but you have the opportunity to hang on to the puck a lot more when you play Edmonton, as did Edmonton against us. It's just a function of this kind of skill they have. I feel in this Vancouver game, there's not going to be very much time to either slow the game down or let plays develop or hang on the puck. It's got to get moved. It's got to get moved as fast as you can. You've got to have close support all over the ice, and you've got to move the puck in straight lines. You can't slow the game down, bringing back, countering, regrouping. It'd be a far more direct game, if that makes sense. And I find that those games are always quite a bit faster. So it's not just put speed in terms of what I'm describing, the speed of the game.
We'll go next to Sean Reynolds from Sportsnet. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Paul, back to that 9 o'clock start and just exploring that idea and the themes involved with it. Being that game is starting at 7 o'clock Vancouver time, you know, I'd always thought that maybe you have a bit of an advantage with the start times at home. And that's part of the home ice advantage, is that it's switching, you know, their clock, which is the West Coast clock. So this game being more on the West Coast clock time, does that kind of mitigate some of the advantage you would typically have on home ice against a West Coast team?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know there's lots of studies. I think that you can get over just about anything, like any slight disadvantage in your game, whether it's a couple of injuries or you're playing back to back. There's always a way to get over it. If it costs you a little bit, but it doesn't cost you the game. We do have, and I guess you guys can look at this closer than I have, but I mean, we don't have a team in our time zone. I don't think Van has a team in their time zone. So we're both going to have some advantages and disadvantages when we play. But I think we're also both very used to it, right? Our schedule and our travel is kind of different than any other team. We get off the plane late in the morning all the time. So you just get used to it.
I'll go back to Ken Weeb from Sportsnet. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, obviously you've been happy with the play of your defense corps so far. Just can you give us a glimpse of what your conversations have been like with Ville Heinola and what you'd like to see from him in order to for him to work his way back into the discussion?
So I really liked Ville's game. In a perfect world, Ville would be playing about 25 minutes a night right now for the Moose and learning how to play pro hockey. He's a really, really young guy. I've liked the makeup of what Logan Stanley brings to our back end. He's going to get another chance to play. And then at some point he's going to get in the lineup and never, ever come out for 15 years. So it's all there ahead of him. Really a big fan of the way he moves. Really a big fan of his competitiveness. I know he's not a big guy, but I don't think that matters at all. He'll get the pucks quick. His hand skills are great. So he can get that puck moved. But just with the group, and I think especially, you know, Van, and then we'll get into Calgary and we'll see, but more physical hockey teams. I did want to see Logan against a bunch of speed, see how he handled that. I'm really happy with his progress, but as all young players, they got a fairly short leash. You know, they usually come in and out of the lineup. So there'll be opportunity for Ville.
A couple more. We'll go back to Jeff Hamilton from the Free Press. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, when you need to make a decision between a Ville Heinola and a Logan Stanley, how much of is it circumstance and what that player may need at that moment? You look at a guy like Logan Stanley who came in, impressed you in training camp, put in the work. You know what you get in Ville Heinola to a certain degree, but maybe there's some confidence that a guy like Logan Stanley might need getting into the lineup right now. How much of that plays into it versus maybe who might give you the best chance to win?
Oh, so I was with you right up to that last sentence. You know, we would put the guy that gives us the best chance to win every single night. That wouldn't have anything to do with it. But up until that point, it's fit. Like Logan's a big man that can kill penalties for us. And if Ville comes in, he's not going to kill penalties. And clearly we're working on our penalty kill and we want to get those numbers right. So some of it is just fit in what we're needing. We don't have Logan changes the way we look. You know, I mean, he's a big, strong man. They're both, I think, going to play for us. But Logan's camp was very, very impressive. We really like the games that he's played for us. I believe he gives us the best chance to win right now. And that, at the end of the day, that is always the deciding factor.
And final question to Kelly Moore from CJOB. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, Paul, going to talk about the other team's defense for a second here. And I know a large part of this is Quinn Hughes, but I thought I heard earlier this week someone say that Vancouver's defense were number one in terms of generating points around the league so far. I'm not sure if that's still the case going into this game, but from what you've seen on the game tape, are they pretty active on their defense getting involved in the defensive part?
So yeah. Especially off the rush, you will find them up the ice quite a bit. They are a heavy pinching team, so they're going to get down the walls in the offensive zone. They're exceptionally involved in the game. I think that doesn't necessarily make them unique. I think that's where the NHL game has gone. Four guys up the ice in the rush now is almost required to get through the neutral zone. But they'd be very, very aggressive with that. I also think, you know, early they were chasing some games before their Ottawa series. And in those kind of games, when you're chasing it, you find a deep core gets way more active, right? They'll dive in a little bit more. They'll try to create more chaos in the game, especially if you're chasing the lead. So we expect them to be very active. We expect them this to be a very fast game that will be physical when they get the opportunity.
Thanks very much, Coach.